This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic state lawmakers are scaling back a bill to control toxic air pollution. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The federal government doesn't set health-based standards for many dangerous air toxins, like benzene. That's led many states to do it on their own. Angelica Preciano is with the Colorado People's Alliance, a racial justice group. She says those state regulations are especially important in communities of color.
Our communities have a lot of concerns about that, right? Not really understanding what is going on, what is being put in the air.
Democratic lawmakers wanted a Colorado program to cover permits for all industrial polluters. After resistance from state regulators, the proposal was revised to only cover new or modified pollution sources, not existing operations. The bill has yet to face a full vote in the state House or Senate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's members of Congress voted in favor of bills that ban Russian oil imports and revoke favored trade status. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on Thursday's vote.
Both measures passed the Senate unanimously. The bills were sent quickly back to the House, where all Colorado representatives voted in favor this time, with Republican Lauren Boebert switching her vote to yes. She was the only Coloradan to vote against the bills last month. The trade bill punishes both Russia and its ally Belarus. The Biden administration has already banned Russian energy imports through executive order, but the bill now codifies that. Both measures head to the president's desk. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Community activist Terrence Roberts is running to be the mayor of Denver. Roberts came to prominence during the 2020 protests against police violence for Elijah McClain and George Floyd.
Me and my team said instead of us just trying to protest, we might as well get into office and make the necessary changes that we think that we need to do.
Roberts is a former gang member. He says preventing youth violence would be one of his main priorities, as well as affordable housing and limiting Denver mayors to two terms. Downtown Denver will be busy this afternoon for the Colorado Rockies baseball home opener. Game time against the LA Dodgers is 2 p.m. Opening day festivities begin around 11. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.